There's a lot of what's happening today so far that reminds me of the Huntington North game. Warsaw down by almost 10 points in the first half. In that game, they were down by 11 in what felt like about 2 minutes. Battled back, hit a shot right before halftime, got to within three and had, I don't know, three or four chances to get back into it in that third quarter after a run to start the third, and then it fizzled out, and they just ran out of gas. We'll see what the third quarter brings here. Warsaw with the ball, having just gotten the three before the end of the half by Villema. That's a huge shot, by the way, for Delaney, not known as a three-point shooter. And when you consider that she's just now coming back into her own, this is her third game back from the injury after missing the first 10 games of the season with that leg problem. That's a big shot for her to take. She did, as I tried to describe, she did peek up at the clock to see how much time she had, which normally is the kiss of death. Normally that's, you're going to miss that shot because you took your eyes off the basket. Not her. She put it right in there. Warsaw now starts the throw with the ball, and they get Zartman open. Left side for three. Good. Zartman with her fourth three-pointer of the game. She's got 14, and we're all level at 39, our first tie of the game. Warsaw pressing Gordon in the backcourt. Throws it back to Hendricks. Hendricks across, or check that, Toomey across the line. Now back out for Steers. Steers lobs down into Gordon, the low block left. Now she's trapped down there, couldn't shoot it. Steers works her way inside, off-balance shot, way short, tipped out of bounds, could have belonged to Warsaw. Again, Gordon with her long reach is able to sneak in there and tip that ball. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw, looking for their first lead since the beginning of the game. Warsaw got off to a 9-2 start. Bricker across the line. Takes it off right of the key. One hands it back across to Zartman. Zartman up the baseline. Back out to Neely. 15-footer in the air. Rims off wide right. No good. Gordon the rebound for Brownsburg. Alexis seemed a little surprised that she got that pass. Steers out in the center circle against Chastain. Lobs the free throw line for Gordon. Faces up. Shoots from there. Rattled it in and out. Zartman the rebound for Warsaw. Still tied at 39. Zartman racing ahead. Chastain back to Winchester. Back to Chastain in the corner. Back to Winchester on the wing. Neely, right side to Bricker. Ball went through her hands and right in the face. She gets it back. Neely, one-on-one, down the side of the lane against Montgomery. Threw a pass out top, taken away. Bad pass by Neely. Across the line, here comes McCullough for Brownsburg. Gordon, right side for Toomey. Down to Gordon on the block. She'll fake. Can't shoot, spins in the lane, left-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound, Gordon back up and in. Brooks doing everything she can to try to keep her out of there, but just couldn't. It's 41-39. Winchester, left wing back to Bricker, long three on the way, rimming, no good. Montgomery the rebound for Brownsburg. Bounces up ahead for Toomey. Toomey hits the brakes, keeps dribbling. Toomey down to the near corner, McCullough. McCullough dribbles out the wing, now to the free throw line, inside Montgomery, backs down in on Chastain, shot it underhand, no good, and a foul called on the rebound against Brownsburg. And who'd they get? I think it's Montgomery. It's her first, team's first of this third quarter, 5:50 left in it, Brownsburg 41-39. Gordon comes out. This is the moment with her on the bench that you've got to make hay. And you've got to get to the basket because there's really nobody in there to stop you. Right side Chastain. Holding on the right wing out to Winchester. Open, turning and shooting for three. No good. Rebound bounces to the left corner and it's grabbed by McCullough for Brownsburg. Wide open look. Had nothing to show for it. Now steers the other way. Ran into Bricker. Dribbles back out in the corner. Out top McCullough. McCullough at the free throw line. Montgomery wide open. Drives down the lane. Put it off the glass. No good. And a whistle. And they call an offensive foul. Debbie Smiley can't be happy about that. And frankly, that's a break from the Lady Tigers. Because there's no way that Chastain was set. And she was underneath the basket. And while it's not in the rules, most officials will not call that when you're right underneath the hoop. That's what happened. Warsaw dodges a pretty big bullet there, and they have the ball down by two with 5:13 left to play in the third. Chastain right wing. Bounces inside Neely. Foul called. Neely got hammered from behind by Emma Hendricks. And that's her third. And throwing it in will be Winchester, baseline right, into the right corner, Bricker. Out to the wing, Chastain, free throw line, Winchester. Makes a head fake, spins in the lane right-handed, half hook is off the mark, no good. Montgomery the rebound for Brownsburg. Winchester's made that shot a dozen times this year at least. That one wouldn't go, and Warsaw remains down by two. Hendricks, out top McCullough. Left side for Toomey, down to the block for Hendricks. Kicks it back to the near side for a cutting Steers, who puts it off the glass and missed it. Bricker the rebound. Bricker in transition up the middle of the court. Up ahead, Zartman racing in for two. Good pass by Bricker right on the money. Zartman laid it up without a dribble. We're tied at 41. Warsaw pressing in the backcourt. 4:25 left to go, third period. McCullough zigzagging against Neely. Gets it across the line. Now they throw it to the near side for Toomey. Toomey against Chastain. Off a screen, wasn't effective. In the corner, McCullough for three. It's good. Warsaw switched, or helped out too early there, and that left McCullough with space. Bricker the other way, put it up. Foul called. Bricker driving around the left side, got down to the block and got whacked across the wrist. And it's Hendricks, and that's her fourth with 4:01 to go in the third. Bricker back to the free throw line, looking for points 8 and 9, trying to make this a one-point game. Free throw up and good. Joss now with 8. Villema back in for Neely. Hendricks comes out of the game. And they put a new girl in there. We'll check and see who that is as Bricker shoots the second one. It rolls in. 4-4 at the line for Bricker today. And Warsaw trails 44-43 at the midpoint of the third quarter. Pressure on Toomey. Almost fell down. Somehow got it ahead to McCullough. Down deep, pass tipped by Zartman. And Zartman saved it in. What a play. Ahead to Winchester. Down court to Bricker. Pulls up for a 15-footer. Missed it. An air ball. Bricker, 1-on-2. Needed to wait for help there. Did not. And Warsaw, again, misses a chance to regain the lead. Out top, wide open, McCullough for three. No good, but the rebound's grabbed by Montgomery. Down in deep again. It's shot up by Steers, blocked by Winchester, and then knocked out of bounds by Brownsburg. And again, Warsaw dodges another huge bullet. The new player in the game is Moana Bullock for Brownsburg. 44-43, Lady Bulldogs, 3:26 left. Kelsey Wren into the game. Chastain will take a seat. Orsa's been here before, looking for their first lead since very early in the game. They were ahead 9-2 at one point. Now trail 44-43. Bricker dribbles right, hands off to Winchester. She hands off to Zartman, cuts the elbow, comes up, shooting and missing. Missed it long. Rebound to Toomey for Brownsburg. Toomey, now to McCullough. McCullough against Bricker, takes it across the line, brings it near sideline, hands off to Steers. Steers on the weave, hands off to Toomey. Ran into Bricker, turns the foul line, couldn't shoot. Throws it back out to the near side, Bullock, and Bullock's going to be called for double dribble. The ball hit her in the hand, bounced pretty much straight out in front of her, and she slapped down on it, then grabbed it, and then dribbled it. And that, I think, was correctly called as a controlling dribble the first time that she batted it down. That's a very difficult call for an official to make. Warsaw again looks for the lead, down by one. Out top, Winchester. Left side to Bricker. Zartman wants it in the post. They have her down there. Instead, they throw it out to Wren. Now Winchester wants it in the post. And they throw it down to her. She'll turn to the lane, out of the baseline, forced it up. No good. Rebound tipped in the lane. Grabbed by Wren. Warsaw gets a reload. Villema drives the right elbow. Back to Winchester. Cuts in the lane. Kicks it out to a wide open Bricker for three. No good. And the rebound is grabbed by Bullock for Brownsburg. Man, you got two really good looks there out of three. Steers dribbles to the top against Bricker. She'll hand back to McCullough on the weave, not a Bullock. Now on the near side for Toomey. Toomey against Villema to Bullock. Out of the near corner for McCullough, up the baseline, dumped it inside. Pass goes all the way out the other side to Steers. She'll shoot for three. It's no good. Winchester's got the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker surveys the scene. Raises up the left side. Now hits the brakes but keeps dribbling. Off a screen from Winchester. Top of the circle. Steps back for three. Way wide right. Didn't even hit the rim. Hit the backboard instead. And again, that's way too fast. You got to make them play some defense here. 90 seconds left to go third quarter. Warsaw down 44-43. McCullough out top against Bricker. Backs it toward the near sideline. Hands off to Steers. Steers against Bricker, trying to back her into the lane. Ball poked away. Dan, it's taken away. Villema the steal. Racing down for the lead. Put it up. Missed it. Tip. Villema again back up. Blocked. And Warsaw again misses two great chances to score. Bullock in the backcourt. A minute five left to go in the third quarter. Cross-court pass for Toomey. Toomey back out top for Bullock. Bullock, the backup point guard, running things with Hendricks on the bench. Steers. Knocked away by Bricker. She dies for it. She rolls over with it. She threw it in the backcourt. It's grabbed there by Bullock, and play goes on. 45 seconds left. McCullough to the high post. Montgomery faces up against Winchester. Takes her down to the block. Shoots it up. No good. Rebound grabbed by Bricker for the Lady Tigers. Bricker up the far side again. Warsaw with a chance for the lead. 32 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. The winner plays at 7 against Center Grove for the championship of this tournament tonight. Now Warsaw with the ball will hold for the final shot. Brownsburg has the possession arrow. Bricker pounding the dribble in the center circle. McCullough about 8 feet away. 15 seconds, 14, now 13. Bricker leans over the right-hand dribble, bounces it right side for Villema. Villema back out to Winchester. Now to Bricker with 6, with 5. She drives left, puts it up, off the glass. No good again. And the rebound's grabbed by Montgomery. Bricker stole it, put it up, and they're going to say she was fouled, but she was fouled after the whistle. There is no foul then. What a frustrating final 2 minutes for Warsaw. They trail after 3, 44-43 to Brownsburg. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.